Hello, everybody. This is John Zarin here at the DJ Takeover at KXFM. Thank you for joining us for this next hour where we're taking over the studio. Our plan is to bring you on a musical journey over the lifetime of the concerts that I've been to, and we're going to get reactions from my daughters, 24 and 21.
23.
Haley and Zoe. So I've been to many concerts in my life. I would say 500 to 700 concerts, and with warm-up bands who became, you know, major league stars. And I've curated for you all today what I think are the top 15 songs I've seen in concert of all time. So you've seen the Rolling Stone Best 100 songs. You've seen many lists of these are the greatest rock and roll songs. Well, they take second to me because I've been there live in the front row and able to critique these songs. So today we've lined up these top 15 songs of all time, and not just from an old guy like me because I'm over 50, but my daughters will get to chime in and also see if the rating is appropriate. So to start off today, we're going to pick a song that I was in the gymnasium in St. Paul, Minnesota, about 100 miles away from where this band was born and raised, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I'd like to start with Blister in the Sun with the Violent Femmes in a gym where half the people were slipping and sliding on a beer-stained floor to listen to one of the best punk rock songs ever created.
Sheets. I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end. She is starting to cry. When I'm walking, stop, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite. I just my hands up to check you out. Let me go.
Song by the Violent Femmes. We actually play this in the band room of our house. I'm always on the drums. It's a great time.
Yeah, we play it about 5 times a day with our dad. It's pretty crazy.
So you'll give this song a super high rating, and for the ages, this one makes the cut.
Totally. Definitely. Extremely high rock out song.
Right. Nice job on the drums on that. Okay, moving on. This isn't in a particular order. It's just a top 15. We're going to move on to Led Zeppelin. Do you guys know who Led Zeppelin is?
Of course.
So I went to the concert in Chicago. After the concert ended, I went to one of the best underground nightclubs in Chicago called Neo. So I was there at a table for 6 people and had paid my cover charge, and the bouncer had come over and asked me to leave. And I said, I'm not going to leave. I just paid a cover. I'm going to sit here and drink my beer. After a scuffle between the bouncer and I, they finally said, you know, hold on a second. they went back and talked to someone in a long leopard coat that was almost touching the ground. And they said, okay, fine, you can stay. So bringing in an entourage of VIPs, because there's no VIP, like, you know, room in Chicago at this underground bar. It's Robert Plant, right?
Explain who Robert Plant is for somebody like me.
The lead.
Asking for someone else.
The lead for Led Zeppelin. And so basically 80,000 people just saw him play. They're considered the inventors of heavy rock. Right. They are probably the most prolific band to play rock music maybe in the universe. And so I wouldn't give up my chair. And Robert Plant came over and said, you know what? That's fine. You can stay, in his British accent. Complete open shirt, hair down to his belly button with his leopard skin long coat on. And he said, how's it going? And now I'm kind of blown away because he's just going to sit down at my table and have a beer with me at this underground rock club. I can guarantee you there's probably about 100 million people in the world that would have paid, you know, $100,000 to sit down and have that beer.
How much was the cover charge?
$10.
$10.
That's which insane. Back then was probably like 40.
But so, still, $40.
A deal. So I sat there literally for half an hour with him and his entourage and before he moved on. And he just wanted to talk with a regular person that was listening to rock music, want to know how I thought the concert was, and was here at Underground Dance Club. Just like he's one of my buddies. I actually bought him a beer, and he was just drinking Miller Lite at the time. And that's I bought Led Zeppelin beer. So in dedication, top 15 songs of all time I've seen live in concert. We're going to play Led Zeppelin, Fool in the Rain.
Wow, Dad, I have to say I was pleasantly surprised with that one.
You know, to me, he vocally sounds a lot like Queen, you know. Also, you guys, don't forget to call into the donation line. This is a nonprofit community radio station that's supporting human-crafted radio, which, as you know, is super unique nowadays. So the number is 949-715-4859. You can call in. You can talk to me. I'll give you a good dad joke, too, while we're at it. And we'll even take some requests. So don't forget to donate.
Yeah, come and chat.
Thank you, guys. All right. So I had a beer with Robert Plant, and we saw the Violent Femmes up in St. Paul, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. We're moving on to one of the most intense concerts I've ever been to. It's the Beastie Boys in Chicago, and they played at the Aragon Ballroom. It's basically an empty stadium with not any seats. It's all stand-up, 5,000 people. The mosh pit was out of control.
Dang.
What happened in the mosh pit days ago or years ago is probably kind of the same as now. So I went in without a coat, and it was in January. And when I walked out of the stadium and started to look for a cab to the ride home, right? Mm-hmm. I had one shoe missing. I had no shirt. And I had lost everything. And my watch, only thing I had left was my driver's license, which is in my front pocket, and $7. Everything else had been completely ripped off me while you're in the mosh pit, the Beastie Boys. And at the end of the show, there's like shirts and shoes and coats and just piles of junk from the insane mosh pit.
Please.
It's true.
So did $7 get you a cab ride home? Not to aid you here, but...
Well, actually, there were no cabs because it was packed, so I had to walk about a mile with my shirt off in January.
Shoeless. Brutal.
One shoe, walking a mile home from the Beastie Boys concert. Would you say it's worth it?
I would, and you would know what it's like to be cold.
Okay.
So, with no further ado here, let's get into the Beastie Boys Aragon Ballroom, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah! Kick it! Please!
Dang, Dad, that was definitely a banger.
Huge fan. Makes me want to go learn some skateboard tricks, drink one too many beers. You know what I mean? I think you know what I mean.
Yeah. Beastie Boys, Insanity, Chicago, Aragon Ballroom, out of control. Well, ladies and gentlemen, continue the donation. Shout out to Margaret Zarin. Thank you for the donation. And shout out to Mark Zinkowitz, Chicago, Illinois, listening in across the America here. Thank you, Mark. Looking forward to your donation. Coming up next, top 15 concerts. Songs of all time. We're here. We're counting them down. We're doing it. We're going to put on a special song up next. So I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota, right? And I hear word of mouth that Prince is going to play at First Avenue live when he had the Purple Rain album out. Oh. So I went there at 6 o'clock p.m. and thought that he was going to play. And everyone thought he wasn't going to play. So I'm ready to leave. It's midnight. I've been there for 6 hours. I've had 52 drinks because you have to keep drinking or you have to leave. 50. And so now, all of a sudden at 12 o'clock, the lights go out completely and nobody can see anything. And they start lighting candles throughout all of First Avenue. First Avenue holds maybe 400 to 500, 600 people plus balcony. And while the lights are out, people are starting to get a little nervous, a little freaked out. But all of a sudden, explosion from the stage. And of course, it's Prince. He's live. He's at First Avenue. I'm there. I didn't pay anything this time because it was word of mouth early. Cover charge started at 9 p.m. It's a dance club.
Oh, yeah.
And there on stage is Mr. Purple himself in 9-inch heels, right? Purple scarf, sunglasses, and with the explosion, he starts off and he plays this song.
Nice.
Ready?
done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day.
Haley.
No, you got it.
All right, it looks like we have a caller online. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Sarah.
Sarah Schmidt,
our neighbor.
A San Clemente local tuning into the Laguna Station. Wait, how are you doing today, Sarah?
This is Sarah Gorzik.
Sarah Gorzik! We have a Sarah from Chicago, Illinois. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm great. I'm not from Chicago, but I am from Rockford, Illinois, if anybody's heard of that.
Rockford, Illinois. All right. So we got another Illinois person in the stands here.
Queen.
So how do you feel about our songs we've been playing? How you feeling?
Great. I love the Beastie Boys. My mom was a fan, so I guess I'm a fan too. But that's pretty crazy about the mosh pit. I'll have to go check out that ballroom.
Right.
Aragon Ballroom. It's probably still there.
I think it is.
All right, well, Sarah, thanks. We're gonna go on and play some blues here. Are you going to come visit California then and go to Laguna Beach and turn on KXFM when you're here?
Of course.
Sweet. Come party with us.
We'd love to hear it.
Thanks for calling in. And by the way, Sarah, you know, these songs come to you free of charge. I had to pay all the covers and had to live these stories. So we appreciate your donation. I see that you're putting your hand up for a large donation. We really appreciate it. That's great.
If I could request Cheap Trick, possibly. Got to shout out Rockford.
Could it be that Cheap Trick is from Rockford, Illinois? Right on. Let's see if we can squeeze that in, Sarah. As soon as we see your donation come across the line, we'll put it up in the queue.
Okay, thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to step back as part of the best rock and roll songs of all time because I want to play the best blues pop song of all time. I've seen it live on the south side of Chicago. In a beautiful place where you got dressed up to go to a show. You didn't show up in t-shirt and jeans, you got dressed up. And that was the Southside Chicago Regal Theater where I saw B.B. King play The Thrill Is Gone. And it gives me goosebumps right now. Zoe, look, Haley, I'm getting goosebumps right now.
I can count 1, 2, 3. That's 5 whole goosebumps right here in front of my face.
From B.B. King, The Thrill Is Gone. Listen to that searing guitar.
Ooh. I'm pumped.
Thank you.
slow for me, but definitely groovy. I'll give you that, Dad.
It's definitely a sultry song. You know, I understand how you were saying the venue is a lot more elevated and classic.
Very true.
Definitely fits with the vibe you were describing. Yep.
Any goosebumps from you do too, or
I will say
a half, maybe a half a goosebump for me.
All right.
Yeah, and just a reminder to call the donation line at 949-715-4859. Our goal is to raise $60,000. We're trying to replace our transmitter cables.
And remember that this radio station is a nonprofit. It's a community-based, and it's human-crafted music only. So there's no bots. It's not just a shuffle. You've got real people with real taste giving you your playlist.
Wow, that's pretty good, Zoe. Maybe you'll get a job here.
Oh, and I also, I think we have a caller coming in right now. Let's hear it.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Hello, John.
Hello, who is this?
This is Steve.
Steve
and
Walker.
I can relate to Milwaukee. I can relate to Rockford. I can relate to B.B. King that you just played. So great music, great list. Glad you're doing it.
Steve, how many blues shows have you been to in Chicago?
With you?
With me or in your lifetime?
Too many.
More than
10? No such thing, Steve. No such thing.
Yeah, it's something to do. I don't know. Can you still do it now?
I don't think so. I think it's on hold. Hey, did you see B.B. Yeah. King, Steve? Did you get a chance to see him live?
No. No, I haven't. But, yeah, be good to see. Buddy Guy would be the closest, right?
Exactly.
That Kinks and Minds. Yeah.
You know, I think we're going to play something next year that gives us a little perspective from how the blues had a baby and they called it rock and roll. We're not going to play Muddy Waters, but I personally have this song picked out as top 15 of all time. One of the reasons is when I was at this show at the Cubby Bear and there was 1,000 people there, and this guy was probably 65 years old already, and he started to play blues, and then it turned into fast blues, then it turned into blues with a kick. And then all of a sudden, the light bulb went on for the entire audience. And what we heard was a transition from blues, the fast blues with the kick, to rock and roll. And this is the link to rock and roll. It may not be the favorite song of everybody, but this guy is the link, and he has to go down as top 15 songs in concert I've seen of all time.
Who is it?
This is, well, you'll have to hear, Johnny B. Good.
I think I was there.
By Chuck Berry.
I think I was with you at this show, John.
You were. And Willie Wagner was there. Best link of all time, right here.
Great song. You know, it is a little faster blues, but to me, it sounds like a surf song, like a really great surf song. I mean, that might be off the mark, but that's really how I hear it.
It's the classic link. What do you think, Haley?
I love it. It's definitely vibey, definitely beachy. It's a good one.
Beachy?
Yeah, I think so. We listened to that in our VW many times on the way to Sano.
We have. We put on Beach Boys, and I think that's a great song. So there's a connection to rock and roll, top 15 concerts of all time. I saw it live. I saw what happened to the transition from blues to rock and roll because this guy right here in concert, he did it. So coming up next, we want to talk a little bit about, we have a caller. Okay, let's put the caller on while we're waiting for the donation line to light up. 949-715-4859. Hello, caller. You're on the air here in Laguna Beach, California. KXFM.
Jim Moriarty's in the house.
Jim, how you doing?
Jim Moriarty.
What's up? No way.
What is going down there, Ren?
We are playing some music here, Jim, and we're raising some money. So when you're in Chicago...
I'm in Palos Heights, actually. I will call back and make a nice fat donation with my unemployment
money
that I
earned. Music to our ears.
Greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Absolutely. So I got to... they said I need to be funny. So B.B. King, the thrill is gone. So as you know, I've known you guys. I've known, I think, Zoe before your girls were even born. I think one of them was pregnant with Stacy. So I've been in a bunch of relationships over the last 25 years. And whenever I broke up with the girl, I wouldn't tell her why. I just would send her the song, the B.B. King song, The Thrill Is Gone.
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
Send the girls, The Thrill Is Gone. And then they got goosebumps.
Yeah, absolutely. More than a half of one, right, Haley? More than half of one?
Definitely.
Jim, thanks for calling in.
Amazing set. I'll be here for the next whatever 8, 9, or 10 songs. So
great,
love
Jim.
You guys. Talk to you soon.
Love you too,
thanks,
Jim.
So much.
Thanks for the donation. And by the way, we'll be able to download this song again or download this on a podcast. Erica, the global music director here, will have that available for us. So, Jim, you'll be memorialized forever here at KXFM.
Memorialized again.
Exactly. And
all right, guys.
Goodbye, Jim. Thank you.
Keep it rocking.
You got
love
it.
You guys.
It's the rest of the listeners here across America here. We're getting a lot of callers from all over. You can tune in to KXFM on Apple Music. If you type in KXFM on Apple Music, out pops this radio station. You can listen to Laguna Beach, California.
And the cool thing about this is even though it's on Apple Music, it's not just a shuffle playlist. They're real people crafting and curating these songs for you, doing it live, which is why this radio station is so different than others. It's a nonprofit and it's community orientated. So remember, don't forget to call the donation line. Our goal is $60,000. They're trying to replace some transmitters, which is extremely necessary. So support local artists and music and call in the donation line, 949-715-4859.
Okay, coming up close here on our time frame, we're about halfway through the show, the 15 best rock concert songs that I've seen of all time, and I've seen a lot. So I've been to Jamaica about 7 times because I love the reggae beat. I love the ska. I love it, right? We
reggae
play that at
great,
home.
Great genre. So underappreciated, in my opinion.
I agree. And when I was in Jamaica once, my wife, Stacy, drove a minibus about 16 miles straight into the heart of the Blue Mountains in Jamaica to hear the Sunsplash reggae tour, which was the most famous reggae concert of all time that you could see in the world. And while we were there, they were helicoptering in different acts. And of the best reggae songs, concerts I've seen was when Ziggy Marley was there at Sunsplash. And he was one of the headliners. And he played a song that was really, I think, outstanding. And I know that Erica in the house here loves Ziggy Marley. So we're going to play Personal Revolution as an outstanding song of the reggae genre that I've seen live in Jamaica.
Here. Yes. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
I need a revolution, my own revolution. my very own revolution. I need a revolution, my own revolution, my personal revolution. Personal revolution. Baby, I need a revolution. My own revolution. My personal revolution. Hey, I don't like the hypocrisy. Is this democracy? There is no voice for me in your philosophy.
Honestly, that one's not my favorite reggae song of all time. I'm surprised that that's the one you picked. Is there a specific reason?
Well, I was at Sunsplash, and that one just really stood out. I mean, I kind of agree with you that it's more about, I was going to say, the venue and...
the experience.
Experience and Ziggy Marley, you know, Blood of, you know, Mr. Bob. So, yeah, I would agree. I'd probably shuffle that up and maybe put Toots and the Maytals. Funky Kingston would be the greatest, greatest song of all time. Mm-hmm. And I should have changed it up. But, you know, Ziggy's the only one who's carrying the torch today. So,
and if
you're right.
If you like reggae, but you also like pop music, Undecided Future, great pop reggae band. And they're super new. I don't think anyone's really heard about them, but I'm very much obsessed. So you should give that a listen.
They're awesome. But I do think we have a caller coming in. So let's hear it.
Hello.
Hi, Jen.
Who is this?
Hi, Jen. This is your mother,
Peggy.
So, hello, Grandma.
Hello. So, Mother,
we're from Winona, Minnesota.
Yes, that's right. And we're so proud of you and what you're doing and that your charity, that you're thinking of this at such a time of the year that we can give to those less fortunate.
Grandma, do you have any stories of Dad coming back from concerts?
He went to so many concerts, I couldn't keep track of them.
I believe it. He loved music.
Who would have thought now he would have a podcast themed of all of these concerts that he was sneaking off to?
Oh. Well, is Zoe there too, his daughter?
This is Zoe. Hello.
Zoe, hi. It's Grandma Peggy.
Hi, Grandma.
I wanted to tell your dad to put you on to sing the Hallelujah.
Oh.
Amen.
Maybe another time.
So beautiful.
Thank you, Grandma.
Put her on, John.
We'll do it. Mom, thanks for calling in. We're going to go to another caller. Really appreciate it, Mom. Love you. Sorry I went
Love
to so
you,
many
Grandma.
Concerts and didn't get home till 1 o'clock in the morning. Love you.
Yes, that's for sure. Love you.
We have one more caller here. We've got to go quickly before our song is up.
Awesome. Let's hear it. And while we wait for that caller, remember, you guys, this radio station is a nonprofit. So this takeover is a fundraiser. So our goal is to raise $60,000 and call in and give us a donation.
All right. Let's hear the caller.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Trev. It's Trevor Keenan. Hey,
no
Sarah.
No way. All the way from Long Beach, California. How are we doing, Trevor?
You know, I'm having such a good time listening to your show. Mr. Zarin, your picks are immaculate. Just immaculate.
Thank you, Trevor.
Why do you think so, Trevor?
Well, actually, I happen to host a little radio show myself up in LB.
Wow.
So I think I know a thing or two about radio.
Go off.
All right. That's some pretty good credentials there, Trevor.
Right?
Just a little something.
Definitely qualified.
So, Trevor, what's been your favorite song then that you think of the top 15 rock concert songs of all time that I'm presenting today?
You played one before this most recent one that I really liked. I don't know if I caught the name of it, but I really liked it. It was on like the reggae grind, a reggae.
Ziggy Marley.
Oh, yeah, Ziggy Marley.
Yes.
I'd love to hear that you found a new song because you're a pretty classic kind of rock guy, aren't you, Trevor?
I like to dabble in a lot of places, but I do like rock, and I can appreciate reggae.
That's nice. Great. I'm so glad to hear that.
Well, thank you for calling, Trevor. It was a pleasure to have you on the air.
Love you so much,
dude. I
want to
see y'all soon.
Oh, for sure. Come over and party with us anytime we have.
No, I definitely will.
Bring the reggae.
Have a great day, Trev. Love you.
Bye. See ya. Love you.
All right. It's coming up next. We were going to play a song by the blank blank surfers, blank hole
We're gonna play
surfers,
Hangman over the radio here to give you guys.
It wouldn't allow swearing at the radio station, so I was going to tell you that at that concert, they basically went on stage, knocked over the speakers, stole the drum set, and it turned into complete pandemonium inside the stadium. The Chicago police came, they locked everybody up in the padlock cars, and that concert from the blank blank hole surfers was out of control. A song called Birds. So if you ever want to get a complete pandemonium, out of control, punk, reggae, off the hook,
Ooh,
that's it.
Sold.
So instead, we're going to play another song that we have teed up here. And this song is really interesting and a great song, Mumford & Sons, I Will Wait. And while Marcus was playing in front of the stage section, I happened to run to the bathroom to get two rum and Diet Cokes. I said, I'll be right back. I left for 15 minutes, and while I was gone, Marcus, the lead singer for Mumford & Sons, came up right to the seats. The whole stadium was his chance, right? They happened to come right there. Haley was there.
It was awesome.
And literally played in our row, in our section, in the stadium. And
literally
I was gone.
Right in front of us.
I was gone.
Dad comes back. He's like, what I miss?
You're like
a lot,
everything.
Dad.
And I've got like the popcorn and the two drinks, and it's like, oh my God.
And
so,
it was some sick. Food for thought. This song is, you know, it's kind of old-timey with a lot of acoustic instruments and stuff, but I would say it goes hard.
It goes
this
hard.
This one goes hard. We definitely blast this in our kitchen.
Let's do it. All Mumford & Sons.
Like a stone, and I fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, which we've known, will blow away with this new sun. But I'll kneel down, wait for now. And I'll kneel down, know my ground. And I will wait for you. And strong, and use my head alongside my heart. So tame my flesh and fix my eyes. A tethered mind freed from the lies. And
ladies and gentlemen, it's been such a pleasure to spend this time with you. We almost got through all 15 songs. I'm going to list a couple more here, and then this will be available on podcast later, and you can continue to donate. I think we've raised some good money today, but we're still looking. We're still about $300 short of my goal. So if you're out and listening and enjoyed the top 15 concert songs I've heard, please consider donating a little something.
Call on in. The number is 949-715-4859. And don't forget that this is a community nonprofit radio station with curated music by real people with real taste. So keep some good music alive and the arts alive and call in and make some donations.
Please do. Our goal is $60,000.
Thank you, everybody. We're going to finish up the set here with a fade out song that I hope you'll enjoy.
A bottle of